Jordan Romano is a new pitcher for the Texas Rangers. He was in the Blue Jays system for years, and he joined us here on the Jeff Plurs Show. Jordan, thanks for doing this.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Jordan, you're from Markham. You played basketball, soccer, and baseball, obviously, in high school. Are you a big Raptors fan, and are you jacked up how well the team is playing since grabbing Kawhi Leonard?
Oh, yeah, definitely a big Raptors fan. Been a fan, you know, my whole life. So seeing how good they're playing and, you know, how good Kawhi's playing, that's pretty exciting for me.
Do you think they got to go and grab another shooter? Like, what would you do right now, Jordan? Do you think they can get through the Eastern Conference? Like, if you were Masai Ujiri for a day, what would you do?
I mean, I feel like we're pretty good, you know, where we're at. I think, honestly, with this team, I think we can go all the way. We've already beat Golden State, right?
So, yeah.
Right.
I mean, I think we can do it, honestly. I say that every year, but I think, honestly, this year, I think we can do it.
But I really mean it this year.
This year
is the year. If I was Masai Ujiri, I think I'd demand everyone come and play a pickup game with me and, like, make me the star.
Right.
Like, I'd be like, pass me the ball and rebound and then kick it back out to me. That's what I need. Jordan, before we kind of get to the new opportunity that you're going to have with the Rangers, I kind of want to talk to you about your time in the Toronto Blue Jays organization, kind of what it meant to you and how much you enjoyed it, if you did enjoy it.
Yeah, definitely enjoyed my time there. You know, spent parts of 4 years there. And I mean, you know, growing up as a fan, it was pretty special getting drafted by them. You know, so that was my team growing up. And honestly, I was pretty fortunate to have a lot of great coaches, a lot of great teammates along the way. So every year was really just a great learning experience for me and just a great experience overall for me.
You were picked up in the Rule 5 draft by the Texas Rangers. Did you have any clue, like the majority of us had no idea what the Rule 5 draft was, or you kind of had an inkling that this potentially could be a possibility for you this year?
So before I got kind of into a situation where I could get taken into Rule 5, I was just like you guys. I didn't really know, you know, kind of what it was or, you know, who can get taken in it. But, so last year I was eligible for the Rule 5 draft, and I didn't get taken. But so last year I kind of learned a little bit more about it. And this year, like, I kind of had a pretty good idea, like, what it was. And I had a good idea that I probably was going to be taken too. So it was a pretty, you know, exciting experience, a pretty crazy week. But yeah, it was a good experience.
Do you look at a guy like Joe Biagini, who was a Rule 5 draft pick by the Blue Jays from the Giants, and he's a guy that's carved up a pretty damn good big league career for himself after the Rule 5 draft. Do you look at a guy like him and go, I can potentially do that here in Texas too?
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of what I want to do. You know, I just actually got back from Texas on Wednesday and, at the front office and the coaches and stuff. And, you know, the way they're talking, they really want me to, you know, be on the team and contribute for the next little while. So that's what I'm going to try to do.
What's going to be the biggest challenge if they decide to move you from a starter into a reliever or coming from the bullpen? Is that something that you're prepared to do? Did they talk to you about that when you met with them?
Yeah, so that's the plan going forward. They want me to be a reliever. I have been a starter my last few seasons with the Blue Jays. So, I mean, it is a transition, but I think it'll be a pretty smooth one because, I mean, instead of going 5 or 6 innings, now I'm going 1 or 2. The situation is going to be a little bit different, you know what I mean? Probably be coming in a lot of times, runners on base. You know, hopefully later on in the season I could get into some higher leverage situations. So, yeah, the adrenaline part, it's going to be a little bit different, but it's just pitching, you know what I mean? My job is to go out there and get some outs, and that's what I'm going to do.
So you don't think that in some sense nerves could be a factor just because you are being put into a different position, some time to adjust to coming in, either trying to clean up someone else's mess or being in a position to get your team out of a tough spot? Like, that seems like it makes a little bit more nerve-wracking to go out there.
Oh, yeah, that's, you know, definitely nerves play a part of it. You're coming in. But usually in bigger spots, you know, as a starter, say if you get into trouble in the first inning, you're still, you know, you have that opportunity of going 5 or 6 more. Mm-hmm. So it's like, there's no really like really nervous spots there. But yeah, definitely nerves will come into play. But I've been playing this game a long time. I've gotten like almost any situation you can imagine on the mound. So I think I'll be prepared for it.
Mm-hmm.
former Blue Jays draft pick, current Texas Rangers pitcher Jordan Romano joining us here on the Jeff Blair Show. Ashley and George in for Jeff Blair on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Not being put on that Blue Jays 40-man roster, and a lot of athletes kind of thrive on having a chip on their shoulder that you want to prove to another organization that potentially they did a mistake. Are you on that mindset, or you've kind of moved on from that, or are you in a I'm going to show you Blue Jays that you kind of made a mistake mode?
Well, yeah, when I wasn't put on, you know, I was definitely disappointed. I really wanted to be put on, but, you know, now that I'm with Texas, I feel like they value me a little bit higher than the Blue Jays did, and which is fine. You know, every team values players a little bit differently. But I'm not really in it for, like, you know, oh, I got to get the Blue Jays back. I'm just kind of in it. I'm with a new team, and I want to win with this new team, and I just want to contribute in any way possible.
Just, Jordan, please make sure that you take it easy on the Texas barbecue. We don't want to get you in a situation where you're not in game shape, where you're not able to throw at high velocities because you're gorging on that delicious food.
Yes, I was just down there and I had some of it, and it is pretty good, so I'll have to watch myself down there.
Yeah, no cornbread, no creamy coleslaw. You just go straight protein, if anything.
Well, only once in a while.
Exactly, on Sundays. Cheat day. <Yeah. laughs>
Jordan, before I let you go, obviously you're going to be playing in the same division as one Mike Trout. And how excited are you to face the best player of his generation?
I mean, yeah, you know, great player. I'm just really excited to, you know, be in the minor leagues my whole career, just kind of taking that next step. And I'll be facing, you know, the best of the best every day, which is pretty exciting for me. I feel like I'm ready for it, but you know, that's definitely going to be a tough at-bat, and hopefully I come out okay when I face him.
Former Blue Jays draft pick, current pitcher for the Texas Rangers, Jordan Romano. Jordan, thanks for doing this. All the best during the holidays. And, yeah, go Raptors.
Thanks for having me on. Go Raptors.